Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello everyone. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out nice warm fire. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you're picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again, hold it tight with your toes, and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time, hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. How do your feet feel? Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg. Hold it up just a little. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warm energy flowing into your chest and arms. One more time, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Now let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. One, two, three, let it go. Relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. One, two, three. Let your face and neck relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, and hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Wacky Wombats. The sky glowed with reds, pinks, oranges, and purples as the sun set. The sky darkened into a deep, deep blue. The moon brightened and stars twinkled across the sky. Willie the Wombat slowly peeked out of his burrow to see if anyone was out and about in the crisp night air. He sniffed the fresh breeze and took a deep dragon breath in and out. As the little wombat enjoyed the fresh air, Wily Wombat popped his head out of his burrow, ready for a nighttime romp. Willie noticed Wily and smiled. "Ready to play?" he asked. "Always," Wily said, smiling back. The two wombats curiously climbed out of their burrow. "What do you want to play tonight?" Wily asked. "I kind of feel like tumbling. How about you?" Willie answered. In response, Wiley tucked his chin into his chest and rolled forward. Willie smiled, knowing that Wiley approved of his choice, and tucked his own head into his chest. The little wombat became a fluffy ball and rolled. Wiley giggled when Willie ended his somersault right next to him. The pair decided to try somersaulting at the same time. They stood next to each other and then rolled. The grass flattened beneath them and then popped back up as the wombats passed over. The friends giggled. "Whoa, I'm feeling a little dizzy," Wiley said, tumbling about. "Me too," Willie replied. "Let's do one more somersault." And the two wombats lined up, tucked their chins to their chests, and rolled, landing together in a laughing heap of fur. As the two wombats laughed, they heard the crack of a twig and quickly ran back to their burrows. The two critters were pretty shy around other animals, and so they often hid when they heard unexpected sounds. Both wombats hopped into their burrows. With their bottoms hanging out of the holes, they kicked their legs at the intruder of their fun. Dragon heard the snap and noticed two furry animals quickly dart through the brush. Curious, the dragon looked to see where they had gone. There was little trace of the animals, and Dragon had difficulty finding them. Then Dragon noticed two balls of fluff kicking at the air, seemingly stuck in the little mounds. Dragon laughed so hard a snort of fire popped out of its snout. Understanding how it felt to be startled, or maybe shy, Dragon decided to move along. Maybe one day the little fur balls would feel more comfortable. With that thought, Dragon continued its evening walk through the sanctuary. The two wombats listened carefully, and when it sounded like the unexpected visitor had left, they climbed back out of their burrows and hopped onto the ground. Willie and Wiley waited a little bit longer before they spoke. Then Wiley asked, "Do you want to play tag?" Willie smiled, tapped his friend on the shoulder, and darted away, saying, "You're it!" Wiley quickly hurried after him. The wombats zigged and zagged through the brush until Wiley finally caught Willie. The chase started all over again, this time with Willie trying to catch Wiley. After the third round, Willie held his paw out, indicating he wanted a break, and then the little wombat yawned. Seeing his friend yawn, Wiley opened his mouth wide and yawned as well. The two little wombats were tired after all the excitement. "I'm ready for a nap," Willie said with a stretch. "How about you?" Wiley nodded in agreement, still yawning. The two wombats headed to their burrows for a refreshing break. As they hopped into their cozy homes, the wombats wished each other happiness and peace and thought of all they had to be grateful for. Willie was grateful to have a warm burrow to sleep in. Wiley was thankful for the peaceful evening as he curled into a ball and relaxed. Most of all, both wombats were thankful to have each other to play with. The wombats squeezed themselves tight and then relaxed. Willie took a deep dragon breath in and out. Looking forward to playing tag again after a little rest, Wiley took a deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled as he thought about tumbling with Willie. Then they both took one more deep dragon breath in and out. The wombats fell asleep, imagining new games to play. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.